up, guys? Welcome back to BTTS Podcast, where we give our unsolicited advice and opinions on all things marriage, raising children, and healthcare. We want to thank you for liking, subscribing, and continuing to tune in. Here we go.
Okay, hey, so I've been married for 5 years, and let me do my disclaimers. I love my husband. I think he's amazing. He is my best friend, all the things. But there is one thing that I genuinely, wholeheartedly wish I had come across before we got married. And it's this specific conversation. I feel like you always get the conversation that's like, oh, you know, you need to choose marriage every day. You need to marry your best friend. You need to understand that finances are going to be a challenge if you guys aren't on the same page financially. You know what the thing I didn't hear enough about was? How your childhood and your background is going to fundamentally impact your perception of family, money, dynamics, relationship, everything. And don't get me wrong, people are always like, oh, you need to marry somebody from a good family, or you need to marry somebody who has like similar values to you. That's not specific enough. Okay. Just take my word for it. That is not specific enough. And what I mean by that is I thought I had checked off all the boxes with him. We did premarital counseling. We're currently in therapy now because it's just a fundamental part of our relationship. We've always been in therapy, like from day one. That's just a role that we have for our relationship, and it helps us run smooth. And part of that process has been this revelation of realizing that despite the fact that we were on the same page about being believers, we were on the same page more or less about how many kids we wanted, we were on the same page about what we wanted life to look like, we are still two people who are coming from two different families, and every perception, every idea of what it is to be married, to have a family, to build a life together is intrinsically tied to how we were raised, what we saw growing up, and how we think that those dynamics and roles will play into our current family that we have, that we're building. The most liberating thing, I think, maybe I call it the most liberating thing that I personally have received from being in marriage counseling is that you're not going to be able to get past how you were brought up, okay? And I don't mean that in a negative way. Like if you have trauma from your background, yeah, absolutely. You can like pray through that, work through that. But I mean like those seeds that were planted early on, we just are who we are. You know, we have things that we endear towards or that we appreciate, and it may not align with the other person. So the most important thing that you can do, whether you're single or engaged or married yourself and you're in an early marriage, you know, like us, is understand that your family is its own unit. You are your own little family. Okay. And for me, I'm very close to my family. So I'm always like, oh, well, I love what they were doing. No, you guys are your own family. And you can take as much of the good as you want from your own family. But it is so, so important to understand that the path that you are carving and that you are moving forward in is just for you and your family. So you got to lock into that, and you got to be okay with that. And you have to be okay with it being new and maybe different and not feeling what you thought it was going to feel like. But yeah, like it, when I tell y'all, it whoops us on a regular basis. Like we literally always like, but I think this and I think that. And our poor marriage counselor is just like, oh, here they go having the same conversation about the same three things. But it's just, there are just some things that you're going to have to move past. And for us, a lot of times that is just perceptions that we didn't realize we were coming in with into our marriage and how you build this new path forward based on who you actually are, not who you thought you were going to be. Okay, that's it. Love you. Bye.
I agree wholeheartedly. I actually had a conversation with my brother, or really just ongoing conversations, but just watching my younger brother with his family. And he'll tell you in a minute, you know, this is my family and this is what works for my family. And this is how we're raising our child within my family. And it's my family, my family, my family. And I know that some people take issue with that, right? Mm-hmm. Because, well, you need to, you know, move it this way because of whatever reason. But I love how he holds on to this is my family. And I think a lot of times we get away from the fact that this family is mine. This isn't the family that I came from. This is the family that I created. Right. And I can do with that family what works for my family. I don't have to do something just because you feel like it's right, because this isn't your family. Mm-hmm. This is my family. I know for us, we have to kind of hold tight to that too, because we do things within our family. Even the simple thing of homeschooling, like for a lot of people, that's an issue, but it's not your family. It's our family. This is our nuclear family that we have created. And with that, we can do whatever we want. We mm-hmm. can do what works for us. And again, taking just a little bit from my upbringing, a little bit from his upbringing, and bringing it all together, and then adding things from over here, over there, up, down, whatever, and building your own reality.
Yeah. I agree 100%. I think I want to kind of talk about something else she said in the video as well, because she kind of framed it as, okay, so this is one thing that I wish I would have heard or knew before I got married. I mean, she prefaced it by saying that, you know, she loves her husband and he's a great guy and all this stuff, so there's no problems. But just understanding that when you're tying two lives together, both of y'all are coming from different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. So whatever y'all have done, whatever you went through from that background, you bringing it into the relationship. And that can be good things and that can be bad things. So you can be thinking to yourself, okay, so, you know, I came from a pretty good family, two parent household. I had a pretty nice childhood, didn't want for anything. I saw love between my mom and my dad. So I should be pretty good. Then you get into the relationship and you're actually not pretty good. You thought you were. But the problem is, even if the person that you're in a relationship with, even if they came from a similar background to yours, there's still some differences. Mm-hmm. There's some things that were seen that were different, and it kind of shapes who you are as a person, the way you think, the way you respond to certain things, any kind of different attachment styles that you might have. You know, a lot of things can be different. So it's always good to go into those situations understanding that, hey, you know, the person I'm in a relationship with, I may work out things a little bit differently than they do. And I need to understand that, because if I don't understand that, that's going to cause problems down the line. And it doesn't even have to necessarily be things that are bad in a relationship. It can be things that you view as good in a relationship. Like, if you came from a background where your family took a vacation every summer, and even though, like I said, the person you're in a relationship with, even though they came from a similar background, let's say that they didn't take a vacation every summer. Now you get into this relationship and you're expecting, well, you know, we have kids, we need to take a vacation every summer. And your partner's like, well, I'm a little bit more frugal. I don't want to spend that money every summer. I do want to take vacations, but, you know, I think it'll be better if we take one maybe like every other year. You know, if you're not in a place to accept that because of your upbringing or whatever you went through when you were a kid, then that can cause issues. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just not going to be on the same page. So, again, just understanding that no matter what you think is going to happen, y'all are not the same person and y'all didn't have the same family or the same upbringing. So understanding that there are going to be these differences is going to be key. And, you know, people can be like, well, I know it's going to be differences. Obviously, we're not the same person, but you will gloss over these things, unfortunately, yeah. Especially when you assume that this person has a similar background. And even if they didn't, just say you've been in a relationship with this person for a long amount of time. Well, they know me, so we should be good. No, that's not enough.
No, it goes back to the mind reading thing. I'll say this. One of the things that I personally think would be helpful is when we get out of the mindset of they know me, they should know how I think, we got to stop doing that and actually start verbalizing how you got to this conclusion. Because the conclusion can be over here, but you went all looped around in circles and passed it and came mm-hmm. back to it to reach that conclusion. And for you, you might not understand how I got here. I said this thing, it's here, and it's upsetting you because you don't understand how I got here. Mm-hmm. So when I verbalize, this is how I came to this conclusion, these are the thoughts that went into it, this is the experience that went into it, and this is how I got here, it's easier to understand where the person is coming from. So it goes back to that need for communication. You have to sometimes talk through things, and it may seem asinine to have to sit and explain how you came to a conclusion that you feel like should just be obvious, but that person's not in your head. They don't think like you do. They don't have the same life experiences. that you do. We can be honest and even say that siblings who grew up in the same house have separate experiences, especially if we then start talking about male and female, brother and sister situations, because the female gets treated differently than the male does. Their experience is different. So imagine coming from a completely different family. Your experiences, the expectations that are set forth are going to be different. I can, something as simple as like household chores. Growing up, I was the only girl. I didn't do things outside. I didn't mow the lawn. I didn't take out the trash. I didn't rake. I did rake the yard when I was younger. I did rake the yard. I did flowers in the garden while they mowed the lawn. Those are the types of things I did. I washed the dishes. I mopped the floor. I did the laundry. Those are the things that I did in my house. And that's just how I was brought up. But for him, he was raised in a house of only boys. That might not have been your experience. He might have done all of it. I honestly don't know. Did you do all of it?
I've been painting flowers. No. I mean, I mowed the lawn. I washed the dishes, cleaned the room, did all the stuff, you know. I mean, that was age appropriate for me at whatever time. But I kind of wanted to go back to what you were just talking about. You're talking about, you know, well, if you got a girl or a daughter, and then you have a son, and they're being raised kind of in a different way, and they're given different tasks to do based on, like, you know, the gender roles or whatever. But I would even venture to say that we don't even necessarily got to break it up via gender like that. Look at the age gap.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to roll it back even further. Look at the firstborn versus the secondborn. A lot of times when you have that first child, you definitely raise them differently than you raise the second child. The second child, you can just fling over into a corner while you would have never even thought about sitting your first child on the floor. You know, it's just, it's different, you know, and you have different experiences. And that's just being in the same house.
Yeah.
So imagine how crazy the difference would be. Y'all in different states a lot of times, or sometimes y'all in the same state, same city, but y'all in completely different houses with completely different people
who also came from completely different families.
Yeah. But you also said something about how, you know, just basically having this conversation or communication about how you arrived at a certain point. And I took that to say that you were saying how you arrived at a certain decision you made from something that's going on. But how about we have conversations about how we arrived to adulthood, like our experiences when we were a child, right? Now, yesterday, we were riding around just having a bunch of conversations about our younger selves and the relationships that we were going through. And it was eye-opening and entertaining at the same time, but it explains a lot of the things that, you know, that we go through now, or how we view certain things or certain things that may have happened previously in our relationship. These stories kind of shaped the way those situations were handled based on things that we went through when we were younger. Right. So I can only say that this will probably help in this circumstance too. If you're sharing stories about how you were raised or how things were done in your household or how your parents were, things you saw in the house, you know, these can be honestly many therapy sessions between one another. I don't think that you, now let me just say this, if you need therapy, go to therapy.
Absolutely go to
therapy. But what I would say is I don't think everything needs to be done in therapy. I think you can have, as long as y'all can communicate with one another effectively, nicely, without any issues, I think that you can have many therapy sessions with one another. Because I don't think, to me, and this is my opinion, I don't think therapy is only done with the therapist.
I can agree with that. I can absolutely agree with that. If, like you said, you guys are able to communicate effectively together.
Yeah. I mean, some people see therapy as working out, you know, going on a nice job, you know, sitting down and, I don't know, playing some video games, just give yourself that time to decompress, or just simply talking through things with your partner, you know, or with a friend or with the parent. You know, I think all of these are different forms of therapy that everybody honestly should partake in. Just find whatever works for you. But going back to the whole conversation at hand, I mean, you got to know, or you should want to know, the background of the person that you're getting in a relationship with, because that's going to really be one of the only things that's going to be able to inform you of how this person may or may not act in given situations. Because a lot of times, I'm going to say pretty much all the time, we are acting based off of the child within us. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the person that informs the decision that we're making. Now, should it be that way? Probably not. You know, depending on different levels of trauma or whatever else you want to call, you know, these issues that we've had when we were children. I think that we do have to get to a point to where we're actually using our adult self to man the ship, not allowing our child self to man the ship. But when you figure out who your partner is as a child, or who they were as a child, or what they went through as a child, you can kind of figure out how to deal in certain situations. And I don't want to say that this is something that you need to cater to or anything like that, but whatever it takes to run smoothly, I feel like you guys should be able to come to some type of compromise on how y'all deal with problems based on how each of you have formed throughout life, right?
Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna say this, and I hate that I have to say it, but you cannot use your partner's upbringing against them either. Like, it should not be, oh, you act like that because that's how you were raised, or you're this way because your mama did this or your daddy did this. That's not what this is for. This is simply to inform and understand better where your partner is coming from, so that you guys can relate and get through things better, more effectively, right? We've talked about it on the podcast before. My upbringing wasn't the most ideal, but he's not throwing those things back in my face, right? The conversation will be something more along the lines of, I think this is probably something that you did not deal with from your childhood, and maybe we need to talk about it a little bit more. Maybe we need to expand upon it a little bit more. And that's okay. But to use it as an insult or as some form of almost punishment, or like pointing the finger, blaming and poking at the bear, that is not it. No. Nothing about that is healthy. This is not what this is for. This is so that you have informed, that you have the information so that you can make informed decisions and informed guidance on how to get through something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you do stuff like using it as an insult, it can open different wounds in different triggers, depending on what you're using as the insult. And you don't want to be a hindrance to your relationship, right?
No.
Nobody wants to have somebody taking their past and throwing it up in their face and making them seem like they're less than. Because at that point, you're using it to either win some type of situation or win some type of argument, or present yourself as superior over that person. And if you feel like you got to use something to present yourself as superior over the person, then you have just as much as a problem as that person that you're trying to present this to.
Yep.
And if you feel like they need to see somebody because they got a mommy wound or a daddy wound, then what type of wound do you have if you're using this like this?
Yeah, you've weaponized it. And at this point, why would I want to be with someone who's going to weaponize things against me, good or bad, right? Like, we have to be adults in the situation and use these experiences, these traumas, these joyous things, because again, it's not always bad stuff. Sometimes it's good stuff. And I would also like to say that sometimes, especially for someone who did not have the greatest upbringing, they could even take the happy things and turn those into weapons. Oh, you think it's you've turned the weapon back on yourself. Oh, you think you're better than me because your family was like this. So we also can't do those things. Again, this information is used to make to open up the lines of communication and to better understand each other.
But not just better understand each other, make the relationship better.
Yes.
Because that should be your ultimate goal, to increase in the relationship, increase one another, increase yourself. There, you don't want to be stagnant, and you don't want to push each other back, you know. So again, you need to be moving in the same direction.
Yes.
And this is to help you do this. So again, understanding that you might want to know the past to see how, you know, they function. And once you know the past, knowing that you should use that past to help inform both of you and push both of you in the forward motion and not in reverse. Once you understand that, and even if you come across a situation where it presents itself as something from the past, once you understand where they came from, then you can decide whether or not you guys need therapy or decide whether or not this is something easy for you guys to talk about. You know, many different things. Again, it can be a bad thing or a bad situation that's going on, and it can be a good situation. But what you want to do is try to make each situation a good situation. And one way to do that is to understand these things and to actually effectively communicate with one another, and also make sure you're not doing what my beautiful wife said that you should not be doing, which is using these things as some type of insult or some type of superiority complex. But I mean, I don't know. I don't have anything else to add. You have anything?
I don't.
All right. Like, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell, and we'll see y'all in the next one. Peace.
Night. Oh,